This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Maharashtra government's efforts to ensure all-round development in remote and Maoist-affected areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this will certainly boost ease of living and pave the way for even more progress. He congratulated the people of Gadchiroli and the surrounding areas. A total of 11 Naxalites surrendered yesterday before Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Gadchiroli. Mr. Fadnavis said Maharashtra will soon become free of the Naxal menace given the rise in the number of Maoists laying down their arms and the movement failing to attract recruits. He inaugurated the 32-kilometer-long Gatta Gardewada Wangeturi Road and bus services of the Maharashtra State Road Transport Corporation on the Wangeturi Gardewada Gatta Aheri route in the district. The Prime Minister has said that the Open Network for Digital Commerce, ONDC, has contributed to empowering small businesses and revolutionizing e-commerce. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is playing a vital role in furthering growth and prosperity. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said ONDC was launched in 2021 by the Modi government with a vision to democratize e-commerce in India. He said, over the past 3 years, it has achieved numerous milestones and empowered businesses, especially small enterprises, by creating a level playing field for them on the network. India has extended relief assistance of $5 lakh to Vanuatu to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. An earthquake of 7.4 magnitude struck near Vanuatu's coast in the South Pacific Ocean on the 17th of last month, causing major destruction and loss of life. India extended its deep condolences to the government and people of Vanuatu for the damage and destruction caused by this unprecedented disaster and conveyed its readiness to extend all possible support and assistance in this time of difficulty. As a close friend and partner under the Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation, India has firmly stood by Vanuatu during times of difficulty and devastation caused by natural disasters. The sale of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 and Beating Retreat has commenced from today. The Defence Ministry said the tickets can be purchased from the counters opened at Sena Bhavan, Shastri Bhavan, Jantar Mantar, Pragati Maidan and Rajiv Chowk Metro Station on production of original photo ID card. The general public can also buy tickets directly from the website amantran.mod.gov.in and Amantran mobile app. The ticket prices are between 20 and 100 rupees for the Republic Day Parade on the 26th of January, while for the Beating Retreat rehearsal tickets will be available for 20 rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects in Delhi tomorrow. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 43 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 hours. These include the Padmavat Express, the Kalindi Express, Shram Shakti Express, Mahabodhi Express, Ashram Express, the Vikramshila Express and the Kaifiyat Express. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. In Montenegro, a gunman killed at least 10 people, including 2 children, during a shooting spree near the southern city of Cetinje yesterday. The attack began around 5:30 p.m. local time in Baiche village and spanned multiple locations. Among the victims were 2 children aged 10 and 13. In Hockey India League 2024-25, the Surma Hockey Club will face UP Rudras today at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The match is set to kick off at 8:15 p.m. The Shachi Rar Bengal Tigers defeated Team Gona Sika 2-1 in the second match of the ongoing Hockey India League last night. With that, we end this news bulletin.